Enoch took a stroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Struggle over mountains, walk through some valleys. I thought I would never see dawn, but the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home.
I was heavy burning down, the hand of Satan had me bound. I called on Jesus, he had compassion on me. Then his love came rushing in, and he took away my sin. I've been chained, Satan knew I've been set free. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging on a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I work for through the year. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me, and that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. And the world can take all the things that I work for through the years. They can take this old house I'm living in. But there's one thing I know they'll never take away from me, and that's Jesus who's living within. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging on a tree on a lonely hill that day. He put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way. 'Cause I've been touched by those hands that were hanging from a tree on a lonely hill.
till the day he put a song in my heart that keeps me singing. It was Jesus who made me this way.
The anchor who, though the ship's been battered, the anchor who, though the sails are tore, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor who, in spite of the storm, the anchor who, though the ship's been battered, the anchor hold, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor hold, in spite of the storm, the anchor hold, though the ship is battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn, I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Tally, if you haven't been touched by those hands that were hanging on a tree and along the hill that day, everything that we say is just gibberish.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never, and if you're not willing to give up your life for the sake of Christ, it's not going to mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to give up your life. Other than that, it's just, like I say, it's just a bunch of gibberish.
And it's just
what we're saying here. And you'll never believe that what we are saying is spirit and truth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my words, your life and your spirit. And that we're not doing our own thing. You have to have had that experience with the Lord. That you're willing to give up everything for Jesus and the gospel. If need be. God doesn't require from everybody what he's required from us.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got a certain calling on our lives. That what we say is the truth. It's spirit and it's life. But we just want to kind of keep, try to continue. And there's so many things that I've been saying. And that what we're saying here is the truth. And I was thinking about how many people are walking and they're naked, they're blind, they're wretched, they're poor, and they're miserable simply because they're not in touch with reality.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't come to that place of that Laodicean church age messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says in Malachi 4, "Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes." They've been blinded and deceived by this thing out there
that's
called
church.
And it's nothing but Satan's weaponry of mass deception. And we can't talk to people because they're so steeped and they're so steeped in darkness and so steeped in, like the Bible says in the book of Revelation, that the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with that wine of that fornication. And what has done it? These churches out there. You know, I always talk about these churches because they're nothing but, like I say, Satan's weaponry to keep you from the truth.
That's right.
To keep you away from the most important thing that's happened in the age, church age of Laodicea, in the last 100 years, that God sent a prophet. And then hear ye him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear what he had to say, because when I found out God sent the prophet, I tell you what, my ideas and my opinions, I had to flush it down the commode.
Yeah,
because they're absolutely useless. All they're going to do is confuse the picture that that prophet was trying to send.
And people will say, well, how do you know that it's that prophet? Well, I'll let you know. When the Lord saved me, I was 21, and I was on the colony for 7 years, and I listened to all those preachers on the radio. Whatever, I bought books in the library, in the stores, bought books, and went to the MCC because Winkler and Morton is a religious haven, if you want to call it that way. And you go to the MCC store, there's all kinds of religious books there, and you can pick them up next to nothing. So I went there and I picked up some books and I read them, and you know what? I couldn't find the answers. It wasn't until I came to the prophet of the age where my answers that I, the questions that I had were answered.
That's why we keep saying, and we keep taking you back to the revelation, because you got to realize John on the island of Patmos was transported into the day and hour that we're now living in. And he saw all these strange phenomena, and he put it in the best he knew how. He put it in writing, and like it says, starts out with, he turned around and he saw Jesus standing there, and he saw him with seven stars in his hand. And these seven stars, like I keep saying over and over, you can go and read it, because it goes to explain what these seven stars are. They're the seven angels to the church age of, to the grace age. And then here in the last church, at Church of Laodicea, we have that Laodicean church age angel that used the vocal cords of Brother William Marion Brenham to bring forth, to begin, to bring forth what is essential for the day and hour that you're now living in. If you don't have that understanding, guess what? You're going to end up where Laodicea ends up, naked, wretched, blind, poor, and miserable. Mm-hmm. And that's what the multitudes out there are. They're completely naked from the understanding of the scriptures. And simply because they could not bring themselves to unhook themselves from this thing out there they call church. It's nothing but tables of vomit. It's worse than that, because what it does, it keeps you from the real thing, from the truth for your day and for your hour. And it blinds you to the point where, like it says, the inhabitants of the earth have become drunk with that wine of that fornication. And we just, I talk to a lot of people, I just can't break through to them. They think I'm looking for trouble, or I'm griping about these churches. I'm telling you the truth, because the things that we say, they're life and they're spirit and they're truth. If it wasn't the truth, I sure wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, and Satan has been at it this for a long time. Don't think that he just overnight did that. That's not how it works. He has been at it for centuries in order to put people to sleep. Just like you put that frog into some water and you just slowly start boiling it, and the frog doesn't realize that it's being cooked. That's what happened to the church world. Slowly the devil crept in, and everybody was asleep, and he just took over.
Yeah.
And that's what you see now. That's why they've been drunk with that wine of her fornication. Whose fornication? That religious system that's out there. And it all will eventually, I don't care who, which church you're sitting in and what denomination you're in, it all leads you back to that whore. Because the whore has her harlots, and what happens is, if you don't move on with God, it drags you back to that harlot system, that whore system in the Rome, the old Roman Empire is part of that, and it evolved into a holy Roman Empire, into that ecclesiastical religious system. And if you don't know that, that's where you're at.
And the churches have evolved into that. Back in the, prior to the 60s, the churches was the place to go. But now, see, everything evolves. We'll be trying to say here forever and a day that God is moving on. Everything evolves. Satan's program evolves, and God's program evolves. God's program, as it continues to evolve, it'll take you to the marriage of the Lamb. And Satan's, his program evolves, and it'll bring in these harlots that were at one time these denominational churches, and they were very valid throughout the last 100 years. But here in the since the 60s, Satan has taken these churches and he has evolved them and united them with the Vatican and become the World Council churches. And now all these churches, I don't care how good they sound and how good that preacher might sound and everything, but they have evolved into Satan's weaponry, mass deception.
That's all it is.
The harlots have evolved into, and these churches have now, all of them, become the synagogue of Satan, period. Back in the days of Martin Luther, when you could go read it in Revelation, what became of the Church Age of Sardis. It just became dead, and then it evolved back into that synagogue of Satan, because Satan was right there waiting to take over as soon as he could put the church to sleep and boil that old frog. And then once he'd done that, and it says the light has gone out in the Church Age of Sardis. And then you because Sardis and the Lutherans didn't move on, they went into a vacuum and they went right back to Mama. And then because they refused to move on with the John Wesley era, with the Methodists. And then after that, the Methodists did disaster. The very same thing. They evolved back into that synagogue of Satan because they refused to move on. And then when we come to the Wesleyan age ended, and they refused to move on to Brother Branham. And then that same thing happened with the Branhamites. They refused to move on to Brother Jack. And what did they do? They evolved into another cult and also become a synagogue of Satan. That's what happens when people don't move on and they have no hunger and no thirst for the things of God. They're just more or less interested in what's going on around them and around them, the world and their little inner circle and their church circle and their denominational thing. But it's nothing worth talking about. It's not worth going there. They're just wasting your time and they're keeping you from the real thing. We run into all that stuff. We've been walking through that. That's why we know what we're talking about. We're not trying to bring trouble on these churches. We're just saying it the way it is. So that people can disengage themselves from that religious filth. That's all it is. It's even less than filth, because with filth you could put it out in the field and get a crop next year. But with that stuff, it keeps you from the truth. It takes you out to hell and that. And people, they got no fear of God. They nothing scares them anymore.
And really what they did, when the 1900s came, then you had the Lutherans, you had the Methodists, you had a Calvinist, you had a Knox. And all these doctrines that God had restored, there was so much division, because what happened, they became synagogues and they didn't move on with the Spirit of the living God, and then they just dried up. But what happened, then they realized their how divided they are, so they decided they're going to have a council. And they're going to make an image to the beast. So what they did, they made a replica for what the Roman Catholic Church is. What you see with the Vatican. That's what they did. That's why they became harlots, because they made an image to the exact model what Roman Catholicism is, and that's why they follow their curriculum. And then when the churches of America, when the Pentecost came in, the revival in the 1900s, and God was steering people towards the real thing, to the prophet of this age, but the churches of America rejected it. They all evolved into that image to the beast, and that's what they worship, that image. It's they don't worship the true living God.
They wanted to become like the Vatican was in the Dark Ages.
Absolutely. So that's what they modeled their themselves to, is that Roman Catholicism.
But it evolved into the image of the beast.
So it did. So that's what happened when the churches of America rejected the prophet to this age, then that became a life or functioning system, that image to the beast. because they rejected the real thing. And that's why those harlots, those churches, those denominational churches out there are part of that whore.
That's why they evolved into harlots now. Mm-hmm. Like when we say these things, they're the truth, because mm-hmm. We can take it, like I say, from Genesis to Revelation, and we know exactly what happened the last 100 years. Mm-hmm. And like I kept saying the other day, if you do not accept these seven stars, these angels, you're going to be deceived, because anything outside of that is deception. Higgins and Olsteins and all these world-renowned evangelists, they'll eventually take you out to hell and death, exactly what the Bible says. That whore, that big mama whore, the Roman Catholic Church, and her was found the blood of all the martyrs, and now all these harlots have come aligned with her, and guess what they're taking her? It takes them out to hell and death, mm-hmm. and they won't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so infused and drunk with the wine of that fornication,
right.
And they really think they're doing God a service.
Uh-huh. And like, we've been in this all our lives, like, we always say the Lord started dealing with us when we were 7 years old. And we've been in the Word of God, and to find out the message for our day and what God has. And now when you talk to people, you realize that they've never done that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're going to be standing there naked. It's because they've never sought that kingdom. They just sat in these churches and they just took it for granted that those churches are going to clothe them and feed them. But you know what? It says in Revelation, the bride had made herself ready. She had to go about and make herself ready.
Do something for herself.
Yes, exactly. And number one is for the sake of Christ and the gospel, to not hold on to anything, to forsake it all for the sake of Christ and the gospel. That's one of the, I would say, a prerequisite for God to open up his word to you.
Like that song says, they can take everything. They can mm-hmm. take this old house I'm living in. They can take everything and that worked for them. And that's right, exactly what they did, that religious cult, that, mm-hmm. that other right thing. They came into my home, took everything. I tell you, everything that ever worked for. I worked for 40 years in that system, and they took it all away overnight. Mm-hmm. Then they came and took my family away from me. Then they would have taken my life too if they could, but like that song says, but there's one thing they'll never take away from me. That Jesus living in it within. That's what they were really after. Then once they terminated me, then they wanted to bring me back and into that compound mm-hmm. so that they can take that life of Christ mm-hmm. away from me. And it's pretty simple to do. All you got to do is deny that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. Deny water baptism in Jesus' name. And that's what I would have had to do if I would go back into that compound like those Whitney Bees guys did. They denied everything that they ever worked for, and then thereby they went back into that cult, back into that Roman Catholic, into that image of the beast, and to all that stuff that pertains to the Vatican. Because that, like I keep saying, that Hutterite thing, it's socialism on steroids. It's a communism. It's Roman Catholicism on steroids. That's all it is. Because they got the Saint, they got their Pope. Yeah, they don't call him a Pope. They call him an elder, the eldest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's how everything is. So Satan knows how to confuse the language, you know. Mm-hmm. And all we're trying to do is to wake people up, mm-hmm. to get them so they can go to that place and get themselves dressed mm-hmm. with a revelation so that they don't stand naked there when that day comes, when Jesus comes back and he finds them naked, wretched, miserable, blind, and poor. Then he says, I beg of you to buy of me gold, tried in the fire, and to get yourself dressed up. How are you going to do it? Through the ministry of that seventh star mm-hmm. that Jesus held in his right hand. Mm-hmm. Through the vocal cords of that angel, which was William Branham. And then it evolved into Brother Jackson. And now the Lord is putting the finishing here. He's using Sam and Lorraine to finish the touches. That's as plain as I can speak. And you can take it or you can leave it.
Mm-hmm.
We're just putting it out there
right.
because we're not going to go around twisting people's arms.
Mm-hmm.
We just Lord just told us, put this on this, put a, start up this website and just put it out there. You don't even have to advertise, mm-hmm. because if there's a hunger there and a thirst, God has a way of bringing it to them. Because like I told you the other day, that man that, I think it was 2012, where the Lord told us to start up his website, and I think it was 5 or 6 years, we finally get an email. It comes to his email, this man sent us an email, I've been looking for truth for 10 years, ever since Brother Jackson left the scene, he'd been looking and searching, and like gut-wrenchingly, the way he said it, and then lo and behold, the Lord gave him a dream, that tomorrow I'm going to show you where the truth is. Next day he goes on his computer and he finds our website. Mm-hmm. That's his story. That's not my story. Then it was like the Lord's telling you, see, same as exactly what I told you it's going to happen. If there's a hunger out there, then I will bring them to it.
Because I know when the Lord brought us together, every devil in hell was sent out to divide us. And mm-hmm. the forces were out there. And sometimes you didn't even know if your head was on straight. That's how many attacks we received. And until we learned to separate ourselves from all these entities that the devil uses in order to attack us. Mm-hmm. And I asked the Lord, I said, what is going on here? Why did you bring us together, Lord? That, you know, ever since you brought us together, we've faced nothing but attacks, mutilation, and everything under the sun. And I wasn't even finished asking the question, and the Lord already had the answer there, and he said to preserve this truth. And if we would not be having these conversations, I will guarantee you out there that the truth will not be told.
No, nobody knows it.
Because everywhere that I go out on the internet and I search these things out, I go to the world systems and I go even to the people that come out of this truth, Ellen and then Tim Relaford. I go on their websites and I search these things out and I realize how little these people actually have. And they've never received a revelation. And that's why they cannot tell you the whole counsel of God. It cannot bring you to the truth.
That's why when, before it all, that after that split with Faith Assembly, and the Lord gave me a vision about Gideon. And he said, I'm taking the church. That's that nucleus of people that come out from under the ministry of Brother Jackson. Mm-hmm. I'm taking them down to the water. I'm going to test them. And not for 300, I'm going to test him who is then that faithful and wise servant, who the Lord has found faithful to deliver meat in due season. And then he found you and I to deliver that meat in due season. Mm-hmm. And then short time later, I had a dream. And the dream came in two sequences. And I saw that everything that Brother Jackson worked for, they have now become evolved into minefields. These preachers out there, Fred Cormier, Relaford, all these preachers that came out from under the ministry of Brother Raymond M. Jackson, they have now evolved into minefields. At the time when I had the dream, oh man, I just couldn't wrap my hands around mm-hmm. it. But now when you look back and see what they're teaching, that's exactly right. They're trying to destroy everything that Brother Jackson never taught. He brings in these old diehards that Brother Jackson already dealt with, mm-hmm. the Strowmans and the mm-hmm. McKays, and unites himself back in with that filth, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, just like the churches did with the image of the beast.
Yeah,
how they all amalgamated themselves together, the Pentecost, everything through the World mm-hmm. Council churches, mm-hmm. they all begin to amalgamate together. Here you see the very same carbon copy of exactly what's going on down in Grace and Truth. They now, they got what, maybe 30 ministers they got up on that pitch on that podium, all just, it's nothing but a cesspool. Mm-hmm. Hate to say it like that, but I have to be honest. And here the Lord told you, why did he put us together? To preserve this truth. Mm-hmm. This is the only place you'll find that truth is being reserved from the ministry of Brother Brennan. And the master of Brother Jacks, mm-hmm. we went out when we talked to some of these Benhamites, and it's shocking how little they really know mm-hmm. about Brother Branham.
That's when I realized these people, they never knew the man after the spirit. They just saw a man there, and that's what they worshipped. And it's pretty sad that it has evolved into that. And like these, when in the 60s, the Pope, he put a call out to unify.
Mm-hmm.
Unify the Protestants and the Catholics. And they are so unified. When you will hear a Protestant talking, and they will almost worship the Pope, it is such a shocking environment that you see now. And that's what Tim Rutherford did when he didn't continue on, and he was showing partiality, and that spirit was able to come in, and that's why he united back with Stroman and Tim McKay, the very men that Brother Jackson had to deal with and just cut them off, and he brings them back into his circle. And that's the scary part. They don't realize how many spirits and doctrines of devils they introduce back into their lives, and that's why it eventually it'll fall apart.
And now people will see that exactly what the Lord told you to preserve this truth. Eventually they'll find out that's the only place where they'll find truth, because they have perverted and polluted everything to the point where you don't even know where they're coming or going.
Mm-hmm.
We can't listen to them. Sometimes I guess you check them to see who's who, or if their benches are empty. But that's just the way it is. And we just, like I say, we're just trying to hold on to this truth, trying to do what the Lord has called us to do. I know it's not a very welcome message.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not tickling the ears. I know it's very painful for a lot of people to accept the fact that mm-hmm. this is that. But there's nothing we can do. And I was thinking, like we run into a lot of trouble already, because we got such a zeal. We want people to see it to the point where we'll even make the mistake of giving their pearls to the swine. And then to give that which is holy unto God. And we found out time and time again where the people that we want to share this truth with, what did they do? They turn around and they do exactly what the Bible says. They're like that dog, you know, turn them around and devour us.
Mm-hmm.
But you can tell, like that Randy, we took him out to the lake to baptize him, and what does he do now? He's working against us, trying to destroy us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly where that scriptures come true. Done, give that which is holy unto dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly like that's why we not try to advertise. If the Lord brings them to this truth, well, so be it. That's nothing I can do. At least he'll bring them a person into this truth that has a hunger and a thirst. And then once they have that hunger and that thirst, then they'll be able to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we try to feed them
exactly.
or give it to them, believe you me, they'll turn around and they'll do exactly what the Bible says. They'll turn around and devour you. And we've experienced that. We're not just saying it. We've walked through that mm-hmm. whole thing. And if, like I say, if you haven't been touched by those hands that were hanging, everything that we say here is just a bunch of gibberish.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. If you do not know the love of God that He has for man, that He reached down and picked him up there at the cross of Calvary, and if you've never been touched by those hands that were hanging there at the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of sins, like people don't even know that they have to repent.
Mm-hmm.
Repent of their sins and be set free. And like, I don't mean like just a walk by repentance. I mean like a repentance that old life does not want, you don't want to have anything to do with this old life anymore. I mean that kind of a repentance. Not wanting still that old life and then trying to serve God, like wanting to serve God and mammon. I don't mean that kind of a repentance. I mean a dead serious repentance where you do not want to have any part of that anymore. Not wanting to continue living in sin. That's not how it works.
That's not that charismatic system,
mm-hmm.
that charismatic so-called new modern religion. They don't even believe in repenting.
No.
I've met a lot of people that are caught up in it, that I grew up with, and lo and behold, I heard they're Christians now, and then I talked to them. Yeah, he's the same old piece of garbage he was before, mm-hmm. way back in the day. when we were hanging out together before before I was converted. And it shocks me. I hear he's a Christian. He's a charismatic Christian, where they get through and by without having repented, without having been to Calvary. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how, I can't understand how people can't see it, because I've run into them, and they can make you to feel ashamed of yourself, mm-hmm. that you're not part of their circle. Mm-hmm. But that when you look and you see and you watch by the fruits you shall know them, and it's actually shocking how very little they have changed. They're the same old, same old, same old. They left the colony, and now they got into this so-called charismatic movement, this charity movement, and like I say, they're exactly the same thing that they were when we grew up together.
Mm-hmm. That's why people don't change. They stay the same. Like when you run into some people, and it's like you haven't seen them for 10 years, but you know, you haven't missed a beat. They're still the same individual. Mm-hmm. There's no change in their lives, and it's a very sad thing to see when you see people like that. That's why Jesus came, so that we can have life and that we can have it more abundantly. He wants to renew us, to change us, to help us walk in the newness of life in Him, like cleanse us from all our garbage that we have as a natural man, and clean you up.
And if you want to please the Lord, you have to accept the truth for your mm-hmm. day. You can go out there and help the sick and the poor and the blind, and you can do all these good homemade Christianity thing, and you can do all these things. But if you cannot accept the truth for your day, it's all in vain, because these things are not going to benefit you whatsoever. It's only when you can believe the truth for your day, just like it says about Abraham. God spoke to him. God told him to go out there to a land He's going to show him. And then at the end of the journey, it was reckoned to him for righteousness' sake, because he believed God, and he moved, and he believed the message for his day. That was the message for his day when God spoke to Abraham. And then you could go on to biblical history. It was the people that believed the message for their day. The Noah believed. When God spoke to Noah, he believed it. He went so far out there to build an ark. And then he saved him and his family. The same thing today. It was just back then, it was the message for his day. Noah, go build an ark. And today it's the same thing. What we're doing here, we tell the people the truth so they can dress themselves with that revelation that when Jesus comes, that he'll find them dressed with mm-hmm. He'll find them that they put on eye salve. He'll find that they put on proper clothing. And that's all it is. It's that revelation for the message for your day. God sent the prophet, Brother Brennan. God sent the apostle, Brother Jackson. And now he's finishing it off with the same learning chapter. And that's just plain as I can say. I wish I could say it was somebody else, but it isn't. It's you and I, as we had to pay the price. We're that ox that been butchered for the last 20, 30 years, lost it all for the sake of Christ and the gospel. And we're not complaining. Actually, I thank God that he found us worthy to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. I would do it 10 times all over again if need be. But when you come to the end, of it all, you wonder, man, it was so easy because God gives you the grace to do it, you know. And through that, we found out a lot of things that we otherwise wouldn't to know. Imagine going through life and not having come to the mention of Brother Brennan. What a wasted mm-hmm. life it would be. We'd be exactly what Laodicea would have become. Wretched, naked, blind, poor, and miserable.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You can go read it, what the Spirit of Jesus advised, told John on the Isle of Patmos, what the Church of Laodicea will have become. Exactly what it says, blind and miserable. And then he said, I beg of you to buy of me gold tried in the fire, mm-hmm. that you may put on clothes, that your nakedness not appear. And nakedness is not literal clothes. Nakedness, you got no revelation, have clues mm-hmm. to what's going on mm-hmm. in the day and hour that we're now living in. Because you've been blinded and deceived by that spirit of the age, by that contaminated by the, like it says in Revelation, the inhabitants.
Mm-hmm.
What's the inhabitants? It's the people of the earth mm-hmm. have become drunk with the wine of that fornication. Mm-hmm. They're completely contaminated to the point where you can't even talk to them. You ever mm-hmm. talk to a drunk person? They just mm-hmm. kind of sneer at you.
Mm-hmm. And because
that's the same way it is with that religious world out there.
And because people have never really questioned things, like, we question things on the Hutterite colony. Why is that way? Why is this in the Bible? Like, there's so many things that I found that were not in the Bible, what they're doing, like the baptism and everything. And I had this argument with this one guy one time that, you know, he was saying that I made this promise with the church and with God and at the water baptism. And I said, you know what? If you did, you did. I didn't. And see, that's how the devil likes to lock you into a system. Mm-hmm. And I could never really understand that part, because when I read my Bible, I didn't see any of these things in there. And that's why when you talk to people, they're so full of these religious traditions that they make the word of God of none effect. It's not real to them. To me, the word of God was real. When I read it and I saw things that on the Hutterite colony that doesn't match up with the Bible, I went with the Bible. I didn't. I knew that system of religion was nothing. And that's started me on a journey, and that's what God required of me, to seek out my salvation with fear and trembling. And that's what I did. That's why when you talk to people and when you mention things in the Bible, it goes over their heads. It's because they have never sought out their salvation with fear and trembling. They've just been content to sit there in these churches and be indoctrinated.
I talked to that one guy, and he thought that was crazy when I told him you don't have to go to that preacher, to that priest, if you have to confess your sins. Mm-hmm. You go to Jesus. And he thought that was crazy for thinking that, because mm-hmm. he's been so brainwashed.
Yeah.
And to think that before you get baptized, they go to this cubbyhole and they tell the preacher all the things that they did. And now you're supposed to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you do something else after that, you still go to the preacher and you confess your faults, and then you get them to the Zaunstus or the Zumfried or whatever the garbage is that they mm-hmm. brainwash people into thinking. When the Bible says completely, there is no only one mediator between God and man. That system worked until up to the crucifixion.
Mm-hmm.
Once Jesus died on the crucifixion at Calvary, that temple curtain to the Holy of Holies was torn, and now you and I have access to the Holy of Holies
mm-hmm.
through the blood of Jesus and what Jesus did in Calvary. You don't have to go to that priest anymore, because most of them are filth bags. Most of them are pedophiles. I have evolved into that. And there's a lot of these preachers that are pedophiles. They just haven't come out of it, like mm-hmm. even in these Hutterite colonies. There's a few preachers that came out, they got caught being a pedophile and molesting little children, but there's a lot more than been caught, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just because two got caught or two got found out, but that doesn't mean there's not a whole bunch of them like that.
Because
mm-hmm. that system, that's the only thing it can produce, because that Roman Catholic system, that's what it is. It's nothing but child molesting system.
It
and
is.
Eventually, if you're in that system, eventually that's what you become, because the Bible says, if God would not have given us this here truth, if God would not have given us the seed, we would all have become like Sodom
mm-hmm.
and would evolve into the Gomorrah lifestyle. That's just what the Bible says. I'm just reading what the Bible says. That's what that system breeds out. That's the only thing it can produce. More of the same.
That's right.
You go back into the history of the Vatican and find out what they did and how many little babies they killed, and it's sickening what to even think about.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are, we're just trying to tell people the truth. Well, if they accept it, fine. If not, well, go on down your merry way. You're just simply walking out to hell and death if you embrace that church system. God, the Bible says, a gray horse rider is going to take them out to hell and death. You can go back and read the book of Revelation. Do what we did. We went to search these things out, and we were shocked to find That Hutterite thing is not running parallel with what the Bible says. Mm-hmm. Your whole life is mapped out for you, exactly what to eat, when to eat, and how to eat, and what to do and what not to do, what to say, what not to say. You're not free to do what the Spirit of the Living God wants you to do. Like, we could never do that, what we're doing here. If we were in a colony, they'd have us evicted, terminated in a heartbeat. That's why the Lord took us out, gave us his website, and now we're doing what the Lord wants us to do. And people, take it or leave. You can believe if you want. If not, it really doesn't matter to us, because we're just doing what the Lord wants us to do. If there's somebody out there that the hunger and the thirst, he'll find it. We're just putting it out there. Just like the Bible. The Bible is for everybody. But not everybody will read the Bible. There's millions of people. They go through life and they never even read the Bible. Mm-hmm. But it's there for everybody. Even what Jesus did at Calvary. He did it for every human being. For the most vilest of sinners. He went to Calvary for it. But they don't take advantage of it. They don't accept it. They don't believe it, so to speak. Well, then all the thing everything that Jesus went through in Calvary is all in vain. Mm-hmm. They're going out to hell and death. But we're just holding the fort. We're just telling people the truth. Take it or leave it. And that's all we can do. I found out you can't twist anybody's arm. Mm-hmm. Neither can you give that which is holy unto dogs. Because he'll do exactly what the Bible says. He'll turn around and devour you. And hate you for it. Heavenly Father, give you thanks for another day of life. And another opportunity, Lord, come to sit with you in heavenly place. I just pray to continue to use us for a year, for a year, Lord. Do with us as you see fit, because we don't have a program. We don't even know how to start anything, Lord. So we just trust that you'll continue to guide us with that of your eyes, Lord. Once again, I say, do with us as you see fit. Also, Lord, we just pray to give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.